I mentioned this the last time we had our guest on with us, the person I'm about to introduce, first few times, and we dealt with meditation and hypnosis, and I don't think people got it. And then every subsequent time Sean Mozell has been with us, the emails and texts are more along the lines of, you should have him on every day. And we figured today, Monday, getting back to it, it would be a good time to de-stress. So, the owner of the Wilmette Hypnosis Center, as well as the Stop Smoking Center and the Spinal Touch Clinic in Wilmette, is with us, Sean Mozell. And we can start, Sean, with your trip in on the Kennedy and how you coped with it.
Good morning, Bob. It's a great day to be alive.
That's the spirit, even though it took you like an hour and a half to come down from the north suburbs.
40 minutes. Should have been a 35-minute drive, but I was doing a lot of belly breathing. Anytime you get a little bit anxious, you have to exhale longer than you inhale, because when you get stressed out, your air sacs collapse, and you don't exhale as much. And when you don't exhale as much, your carbon dioxide is built up, and that's what causes jitteriness. So if you're in the car right now, inhale a couple through the nose, and just a nice long exhalation. Anytime you exhale longer than you inhale, you instantly slow down your heart, and that slows down your brain, and it de-stresses the body. Literally, it reverses the effects of stress on the human body. Exhale longer than you inhale.
So that's your traffic tip today, huh?
Well, that's a good one. That is the neuroscience, the quickest, most effective way to de-stress the effects of stress. Exhale longer than you inhale. Go ahead and do it right now. And inhale, and you don't have to sigh, but it is called the physiological sigh. But long exhalation, you'll instantly feel better within two or three breaths, instantly.
You know, you see athletes doing that a lot. Who was the Cub player who did that more than anybody this year? Walks up to the batter's box, steps out, and does that.
Correct.
Before the pitch.
Yes, anytime you vigorously exhale, you get rid of the carbon dioxide buildup, and it gets rid of the anxious jitteriness.
Mm-hmm. And besides that, what do you suggest for people who get really stressed this time of year? There's no parking. People are driving crazy around the malls. There's too much to do heading into Christmas. What's the big de-stressor other than the breathing exercise?
Well, I'll tell you, it all starts with that first 17 seconds as you awaken. You're at the deepest meditative state known to man. And that first 17 seconds, it's the new sixth sense. It's your limbic part of the brain. And that's the part of the brain that is only programmed by groups of words you dwell on. So you have to wake up and think, dwell on good thoughts. I've got this. Every day and every way, I'm getting a little better and better. I've got this. Things work out for me. You see, you're not lying or BSing yourself. You're literally just changing your words in the morning. And what you say that first 17 seconds literally is equivalent to a 60,000 thoughts. That's 24-hour brain current right then and there. So what are you dwelling on the first 17 seconds? Make it something that radiates as good. I've got this. Things work out for me. Every day and every way, I am a little better and better and better. And then just count backwards 5 to 1 and imagine yourself having a good day. What does that imaginary video look like? Play the highlight reel or whatever you're doing that day, and you're very pleased. See yourself skipping home. See yourself high-fiving people.
I love this.
It's very simple, but it works. We're rewiring the brain, and then the pictures, of course, because a picture is worth 1,000 words. And by imagining good things happening, you're attracting that to you instantly.
And you talk about how important the last few seconds before bedtime is as well, correct?
Yes, but that's also, once again, the thoughts you dwell on. As you wake up, as you fall asleep, what you're feeling, what you're thinking, as you fall asleep, without your blessing or your knowledge, will dwell all night long in the subconscious. And when it's in the subconscious within that 3 weeks, it is in you and you're living it. You have to be really super appreciative thoughts as you fall asleep. That's the new sixth sense is that part of the brain that is only programmed by words you dwell on. So what about the people who are worriers? What that is a dwelling that does not make you feel good. And you know what you're thinking by how you're feeling. So dwell on thoughts that make you feel good. It's a job for Hercules. You got to watch like a cat watches a mouse hole. Guard the groups of words you dwell on. And the reason you do it in the morning or the evening is because you're in a relaxed state. And the subconscious is highly programmable when you're in a relaxed state. Guard the groups of words you dwell on.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to our website later and replay this. And so if you want to do that as well, go to the Surratt Show page later today, WGNRadio.com for Sean Mozell. And by the way, Christopher Morel, I was thinking of Christopher Morel of the Cubs who did that breathing exercise.
Vigorously, yes. You get rid of the jitterness. It slows down your heart, which slows down your brain, which means you're instantly a better problem solver, more intuitive, more creative, more spiritual, right place, right time.
We'll get to our moment of Zen. A meditation expert, hypnotist Sean Mozell, helping me with my sugar addiction. And what we're talking about, these breathing exercises can help you eliminate all kinds of cravings, including smoking, can't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just do some wonderful deep breathing, long exhalation. But remember, what thoughts are you dwelling on? Are you dwelling on why you want a cigarette? Are you dwelling on, or are you dwelling on why you're happy to be free? Are you dwelling on why your lungs are healthy? Are you dwelling on why you are sleeping better? It's what you dwell on. What thoughts are you going to dwell on?
Inhale, blow the belly out. Exhale, press the belly in.
Correct. Blow the belly out as you inhale. It's called belly breathing. You can just blow the belly out and blow the belly out, blow the belly, suck the belly in.
You teach and you help people with pain management. You do hypnotism. Is this breathing exercise part of that as well?
Step 1A.
Really?
Yes, but it's also the dwelling. Are you dwelling on the 31% of the day when you're in discomfort, or are you dwelling on the other 69% when you have comfort? You have to dwell on when you do have comfort, and then by doing the mental relaxation, my granny would call it prayer, the hypnotist call it self-hypnosis, meditation. I just taught a class on self-meditation. That's what it's all about. And by doing that, you're producing chemicals of well-being. Your body, when you meditate, produces endorphins, which is codeine. You produce an anti-inflammatory, anti-pain when you do breathing techniques. And you produce melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's great for going to sleep. When you're laying in bed, blow your belly out, suck the belly in, blow that belly out, bring the belly in. You're producing Prozac, codeine, and melatonin instantly, massive levels of it.
If you're not relaxed yet, this will do it. Our moment of Zen. Sean, you want to set this up?
Absolutely. So just relax, take a nice couple deep breaths, and as you blow the belly out now, blow the belly out, and then exhale, blow the suck the belly in. One more time, blow your belly out, and bring the belly in.
Some of the other drivers, and you see a lot of people looking very aggravated because of the traffic, but then there's the guy or the woman who's smiling. They're listening to us, Right, Sean?
Absolutely.
Sean Mozell, the owner of the Wilmette Hypnosis Center, as well as the Stop Smoking Center and Spinal Touch Clinic in Wilmette, Illinois. Always relaxing to have you on. Hope you have a great Christmas, Sean.
Thank you, thank you. And remember, thoughts you dwell on.
Got it. I'm going to our website to listen to this a couple hundred times for the next month. WGNRadio.com for that.